You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
What's it all for?
Various artists.
Arts community organisation Proud Dad is bringing the Mix and Mingle event to Tamaki Makaurau for the first time, taking place at the Birdcage Cavern on August 23rd. Proud Dad has been running for a few months, aiming to support artists across the motu and amplify their work. This event is aiming to bring a less businessy lens to networking, allowing for a more chill space for artists to meet, connect and make some pals. I talked to the Proud Dad himself, Taylor Nixon, about the event and the organisation's kaupapa.
I'm the founder of Proud Dad, a little community collective of creatives that puts on events and also hypes up creatives online and kind of gives them a bit of a platform to share who they are and what they're about.
We're here to chat about the events that you have coming up in Tamaki Makaurau, but I'd love to hear more about Proud Dad in of itself. When did you start this project out?
I guess the idea came to me about 2 years ago, but obviously battling with my own self-doubt around it and kind of criticism coming in, I didn't really action on it until about March this year. Kind of starting at very bare bones of just asking creatives that I knew and kind of admired around me and just telling them that, you know, their work deserves to be shown off a bit more. And the whole idea behind it was kind of battling tall poppy syndrome and kind of self-doubt in itself, just to kind of proudly show off your work, because it's quite hard to find it online, I've found, in such a competitive industry also. So I think Proud Dad just kind of came along as a little way to kind of break that.
And what sort of mahi have you been doing so far?
So we had our first Mix and Mingle, which is our, I call it a friend-making event, because networking you kind of go on with an intention to get a job out of it, whereas I think it's so important to network or make friends with those around you at your level and work together at the level you're at to then put yourself at a later level which you want to reach. But yeah, that was the first event we did. And then I've also done just like regular posting. So every week I do 2 posts a week about creatives from all different fields. There's artists, musicians, filmmakers. We have such a wide range of people going on that we just kind of promote and show off. But the upcoming Mix and Mingle is 3 separate events. There's one in Wellington, there's one in Auckland, and there's one in Christchurch, just to kind of give everyone a chance to connect in different places.
It's interesting, especially, I mean, you talk about the tall poppy syndrome, which, while that is sort of a part of just kind of like outside of a culture, really, just people not wanting to be too proud of themselves. It's also something that you kind of see in the political side of things, where like up here in Tamaki, Wayne Brown's kind of like calls for arts cuts, but we saw those kind of get pulled back. Is that kind of like what you're trying to push as well, for kind of more widespread recognition of the arts within Aotearoa?
Definitely. I think we don't realise how important arts is until it's gone. And I think, you know, our lives are so enriched by creativity, and to kind of uplift people in those kind of situations. I mean, the whole reason behind Proud Dad, was part of a name, comes from, you know, having parents that are also maybe not so supportive of your endeavours and your creativity. And a lot of people find that, you know, some are fortunate to have parents that support them and will be like, hey, go to uni to do this, or, you know, go off and, you know, teach yourself how to do that. But some people don't. So it's kind of being parents for ourselves and also just like each other and telling each other that, you know, it's amazing what you're doing. And if you keep working on it, and you most likely will get where you want to be with your creativity. I think it's so important, and I think we really don't look at the value of how much it enriches our lives. I mean, especially, you know, it's a classic example, but something like the lockdowns, everyone was watching shows and making art and doing all that thing, and then as soon as we're back to normal, it seems like we're all cutting out all these amazing things that enriched our lives so much in a time of struggle and strife.
So, as you mentioned, you've got what you've called on Instagram, the Mix and Mingle Tour coming up in Otatahi, Ponake and Tamaki Makaurau. What can Aucklanders interested in this event expect if they want to go on the night?
Well, I think for one, it'll just be a really good opportunity to meet others in your field, or even just others creating. A lot of people that went to the Wellington event, the first one, said, you know, it felt like a family event. It felt like a really just cozy, non-confrontational way to meet people. I think we put a lot of pressure on ourselves to be quite extroverted and quite, big in our ways of trying to get forward in our careers, but it's a real relaxed way just to kind of meet others. And then also it's free. Like, I made it Kohai entry, but there's no expectation there, especially with how tough it is for money at the moment. I don't expect people to have to pay anything to come in if they can't. And then also there's fun things like I'm going to put up little games and there's going to be a raffle so you can win like a little prize, and there's going to be like speakers. We've got some really amazing speakers coming to each of the events that will share insight and inspiration. And it's just a really nice, relaxed way to kind of engage into creativity and just kind of, leave it feeling like ready and excited about what you're doing and not so taking the pressure off a little bit, I think, too. That's definitely a big thing for me.
I really like the concept of it basically just having the energy of like a family barbecue get together, but without the kind of like terrifying family aspect of it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it was really nice. Like, obviously, it kind of comes with a name, being Proud Dad, but the kind of idea that we're all just kind of can work together collectively and help each other, lift each other up and support each other. There's no need to have aggression or overly competition around that sort of thing. I think, like, it's just, you know, we're all trying to do something great for ourselves and we should all support each other to get there.
And at the moment, these events are taking place in kind of like the three main cities, I suppose, of Aotearoa. Would you want to see this grow more into sort of like Kirikiriroa and Otipoti and then even further into the smaller towns of New Zealand?
Oh, for sure, for sure. Like, I've got big dreams for Proud Dad. The thing with Proud Dad, though, it's self-funded by myself. So I made a big decision not to jump into funding straight away because I felt like I'd like Proud Dad to kind of stand on its own. And it seems like to take away money from those going for funding for their own projects, I don't know, it just didn't sit right with me. So I'm you know, one way I make the money is through my own work. I just put money into it, or I sell T-shirts, which gets a little bit of money into fund these events. But the idea being that it will build toward having those large-scale events like Mix and Mingles across New Zealand, where, you know, most towns are getting them. This was a soft launch, I guess, as soft as a launch you can do, and trying to fly to three different towns and that. But I've got a lot of plans to kind of bring people together, and a lot of those do involve other great organizations and collectors out there like Awkward Talks, who I've done a lot of things with recently, and they're amazing, doing amazing things, and Te Whanganui Tata, and also just different collectors around. I think I'm just in an open state, just trying to get everyone involved and just asking who's wanting to do events and who wants to work together to make these amazing things for everyone.
Well, if people do want to head over to the Tamaki event, where and when can they go?
So it's on the 23rd of August, and if you head over to Eventbrite and you just search Mix and Mingle, you can score yourself a ticket for free. But there's also a Facebook event, which is just under Mix and Mingle Auckland, but it starts at 7 o'clock on August 23rd at the Birdcage, and it's just, you know, it's a really easygoing way to just come along and have a bit of fun together and talk creativity.
And otherwise, how can people support your mahi, either through sort of like financial support or just kind of keeping in the loop with the stuff that you're doing?
Honestly, like, if people want to find out about Proud Dad, Instagram is really active. But the main way to support, I think, is just continuing to live by what Proud Dad lives by and just supporting your friends, going to their gigs, you know, going to sharing people's stuff. You know, it means so much to friends if you just share like a post of their art or, you know, hype them up. I think that's the whole way to live Proud Dad.
That was Taylor Nixon from Proud Dad chatting about their Mix and Mingle event. Like he said, they'll be coming up on August 23rd from 7 p.m. at the Birdcage Tavern.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.